Welcome to Hope Is Here. I used to love a song by Styx called Show Me the Way. Show Me the Way. I know I'm showing my age there, the great 80s band Styx. But, you know, some of you today, you're like, God, I need you to show me the way. Anybody need an answer to prayer about making decision and what to do? Well, today I want to share a few things with you that might help you show the way. And I'm basing this off Psalm chapter 119. And it talks about, it says, blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. How can a person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. And then it goes on to say in verse 11 and 14 and 15 out of Psalm 119, I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. I rejoice following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. And then it goes on down in verse 17 and 24 of Psalm 119. Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. You need some wisdom today about making a decision? Ask God, friends. It says right there in verse 24, your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. God's word wants to help you in making decisions. It goes on in Psalm 119, verses 25 and 28. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. Maybe some of you right now, you know, unfortunately, we had all the flooding in Kentucky last week. And, you know, people, a friend of mine's uncle drowned, and it just grieves me. And, you know, they talk about having a life preserver if you get in water in a boat. And he tried to do that. And we think fell out of the boat and as he was trying to escape from his house with the flooding and drowned. And yet if he had a life preserver, maybe he would have been able to live. And yet some of you today, you feel like you're drowning. You feel like you're in a strong body of water and just being taken down the river and feel like you're about to drown. And yet I'm so thankful to know that God's word says, I will preserve your life according to my word. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. In Psalm 119, verse 28. Friends, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is always hope because of Jesus. And I want to encourage you today not to look at your circumstances, but look at what God's word says about you and your situations. Goes on to say in Psalm 119, may your unfailing love come to me, Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I can answer anyone who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Anybody having trash talked about them today, or maybe you feel like you are, or Satan's tempting you about this, and yet it tells us right there in verse 42 of Psalm 119 that I can answer anyone who taunts me, for I can trust in your word. And friends, I want to encourage you today to press into Jesus and what his word says to you and about you rather than your circumstances. And, you know, people say, oh, the Bible's boring. Man, I just can't relate to it. What, are you kidding me? Man, have you read your Bible lately? And if you're struggling to read it, maybe try the New Living Translation or the Message Paraphrase Translation. It really has brought the word alive to me as I've looked at different versions throughout the past few years. But it says in verse 67 and 71 and verse 81 of Psalm 119, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word, and it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. Verse 81 of Psalm 119, it says, my soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have hope in your word. I have hope in your word. And just Psalm 119, you need to check it out. It's long, over 100 verses, but just start reading a few of those verses. I love in 101 and 103 of Psalm 119, it says, I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might enjoy your word. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. One of the things I love going up to Jackson, Kentucky, they have the Honey Festival, and man, pure honey that's just taken straight from the comb there. And I bought some last year. Actually, I'm sorry, 2019. They had to cancel it last year in 2020 because of COVID. And I so regret that I didn't buy a bigger container of that. I just bought kind of the medium size. They had small, medium, and large. And I wish I would have bought the large container because it was so sweet and so pure. And just, oh, enjoyed it so much. And friends, I want to say to you that God's word will help taste and bring sweetness and enjoyment to your life. Even though your circumstances may not change, you will change because you put your hope in God's word, and he will show you the way and the answer that you need to make in decisions that you're contemplating. Of course, Psalm 119:105, so many of you know this scripture, but somebody needs to hear it today. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know, one of the things that I know that when you're in the darkness and we don't know about what to do, what decision to make, is that it's always good to have a flashlight. And one of the things that I always check is make sure I've got some batteries, because every flashlight needs batteries. And yet batteries can get old. And sometimes we get into old bad habits. And I want to remind you with God's word that all scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy chapter 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed. And maybe you need a fresh time with God in the mornings or at lunchtime. A lot of people like to listen to Hope Is Here podcast at lunch. And a couple people recent tell me that, man, they during work, they're working at home, or if they work somewhere else, that they'll get out in their car and listen to Hope Is Here on the radio from 12:45 to 1 p.m. because it kind of helps fill their tank as they go to deal with the afternoon with their job. Or if they're discouraged, maybe they'll listen to it to help give them some encouragement and some light in the darkness they feel in. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow." I mean, how specific can that be right there? That God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. Friends, God's word wants to help you today. Another thing that I'm thankful that God helps us show us the way is that God's word protects us when we are obedient, and it gives us wisdom. Proverbs, love Proverbs. You're like, I need to start reading the Bible again. I want to encourage you, just whatever the day of the week is, do that chapter. If it's the 11th of day of the month, then read chapter 11 in Proverbs. And then the next day, Proverbs chapter 12. And I've done that off and on for the last 20 years. And it really, really has helped me when trying to make decisions. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14 says, "Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding, and power is mine, says the Lord." Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Ouch. Some of you may say, I've made some unwise decisions in the past. Well, maybe it's because you've not consulted God about what you should do and what his word. I love that Holy Experiencing God Bible study that Henry Blackaby wrote several years ago that I've done three times in my life. In fact, I maybe need to do it again. And I know a friend of mine, Trish, was going to start doing that with somebody recently because I love what it says. One of the things to experiencing God is that it says God speaks to us through the Bible, through the Holy Spirit, through others, and through circumstances. And friends, I would encourage you, if you've got to make a wise decision, one, look to what God's word says, and then ask somebody else that is a person that you respect in faith and maybe has a few years under their belt and know their life as an example to you of how maybe you want to live it, and they make wise decisions, and see if your thought process lines up with God's word and wisdom and counsel from others. And then the third thing is, do you have peace about it? If you don't have peace, then do not make that decision. Don't say yes or don't say no until you have peace about it. And those are three kind of barometers, three measuring things that I kind of run through the filter of what does God's word say about the decision I'm going to make, get wise counsel from others, and third, do I have peace about it? James chapter 3, verse 17 says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Also want to share with you today, when you're trying to find a way that, you know, when the batteries are low in your flashlight, that the word of God gives you strength. Psalm chapter 28, verse 7 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped. I know some of you are just weary today. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Some of you may say, Greg, but I'm just so worn out. I want to remind you that Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Not some things, not most things, but all things through Christ who gives me strength. Ask Jesus to help you today. I also want to remind you that God is your protector today. The Lord is your mighty defender. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4 says, the Lord is your mighty defender, perfect, and trust him all your ways. Your God is faithful and true, and he does what is right and fair, and he will be your defender and your protector today. And also that even when your batteries are dead and that flashlight's not working and it's dark and you're like, God, I can't see where to go, that there's always hope because of God and Jesus. Psalm 119, verses 67, 71, and 81. Maybe highlight those if that's where you are right now. It just seems dark and there seems to be no way, that God will make a way when there seems to be no way. Hebrews chapter 6, 19 is a verse that God has just been kind of drawing me back to a lot here in just these first 2.5 months of 2021. Hebrews 6:19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. Let's say that again. Hebrews 6:19, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. Friends, turn your eyes to Jesus. He will help make a way even when it seems dark. It seems like the battery's dead, your flashlight's not working, you don't have any power right now in your life. Go to Hebrews 6:19 for hope as an anchor for your soul, because it's firm and secure. And last but not least, I want to encourage you today, let your light shine, even in the darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 says, in the Messiah, in Christ Jesus, God leads us from a place to place in one perpetual victory parade. Through us, that's you and me, he brings knowledge of Christ everywhere we go. People breathe in this exquisite fragrance. Because of Christ, we give off a sweet scent rising to God. I know that doesn't sound logical, but remember, God's ways are not man's ways. That even in the darkness and light, because of Jesus in us, that people will just sense an exquisite fragrance, the aroma of God, that we give off a sweet scent because of Jesus in us. And friends, you can do that even through the dark times of your life if you just keep your eyes on Jesus and you don't give in just your feelings and your flesh, but ask Jesus to help you today. I'm out of time, but I hope you'll join us next time on Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.